Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim Zulie. How are you
good
doing
morning,
this
Reva?
Fine Monday morning?
Another fine Monday morning for us in our usual fine weather and everything else. And I don't know about you, but wow, what a long weekend it's been. we've had a long weekend.
I know. We had a wonderful time paintballing.
Paintballing at Adrian Paul's...
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
I guess our weekend is a hot topic.
It's a hot topic, that's for sure. Yeah, at the Peace Fun Games, it was amazing. And, you know, Reefa, you were a sport. You came out there for a day, and you suited up. I got some pictures of that.
And I got news for you. We are the champions. The blue team won. Yay!
You got it.
Eric was on the red team.
Eric was firing away.
Eric lost anyway. My team won.
Yeah, he was on the blue team with Adrian. I got some good shots.
Oh, was he on the blue team? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, in that case, we both won then.
And I'll tell you what, I don't want to toot my own horn, Reefa, but the cameramen were along the fence and behind the mesh. And I got out there, and I realize why the cameramen are behind the fence and behind the mesh. Because
the field to film?
I was only
there for one day, so I didn't get to see everything that happened the second day. Must have got up close and personal.
I'm getting up to the guys and the girls, and they're shooting away, and these paintballs are whizzing by me, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, well, of course, because the other side is shooting at them. So they're not supposed to shoot at the officials. The camera people weren't out there. They were smarter. They stayed to the side because it can hit your camera. And these paintballs, they're coming along at 175 miles an hour. And you can feel them when they hit. And I just wanted to get some good shots. Adrian's shouting out orders for his team. And I saw Eric inching up. He got some good points in there. But they zero in on these guys, and the paintballs are flying and blasting all over. So I thought, I better move out of the way. And I walked in front of some guy who has this special paintball on automatic. And, boy, I got zapped in the back about three or four times.
Oh,
and,
my.
And I wasn't wearing any armor. I just had my shirt. But I did have a helmet on. You know, you have to wear a helmet.
You have to wear the helmets. And I have to admit, I didn't actually get out on the battlefield. I did shoot a paint bow and arrow, which is extremely hard to do. I did some target practice, but I was out there. I was almost willing to do it, but everybody there was at least half my age.
Yeah.
Not everybody. There were a couple of guys that were maybe close to my age. But, yeah, it was really exciting, though. Everybody was really playing to win, playing hard, and Eric was out there. Really doing it. I was impressed. Eric,
Adrian takes it seriously. Yeah. And you know, it was a real success. Eric was the host for the games, and then he suited up and got in there. And, you know, the whole thing was to draw attention to Adrian's Peace Fund games, the Peace Fund itself, which is going to be my hot topic, and I'll cover some of it. But I'll tell you, it was a real success. And, you know, some of the guys and some of the gals in there, they took their licks because I was there.
Well, this is our hot topic, so if you're going to talk about it, you should talk about it now.
Okay. The Peace Fund games, you know, they were down in Oceanside in December 6th and 7th, which Reefa and I were talking about. So it was a long, sunny weekend. And the official Peace Fund Games was founded by the star of Highlander. Now, some of your boomers remember the Highlander, you know, with the sword, Adrian Paul. Okay, you know, okay. Well, he founded the Peace Fund in 1997 to protect, educate, and aid children everywhere. That, you know, it's quite a situation he put together, and he takes it very serious. It's a 501c3 nonprofit, and I'll tell you, he's a very hardworking person. He puts a lot of effort in this game, and you could see from the out. Well, you saw it. You were there. You saw the effect.
Oh, absolutely. And the good thing about this particular fundraiser is the celebrities could also use their portion of their winnings to contribute to their particular charity.
Exactly.
My charity was Aaron Hatcher's They Can't Talk But We Can, which aids children and parents and children that are severely handicapped. And so each celebrity could either choose their own charity or contribute to the Peace Fund,
mm-hmm.
and they would distribute to some of the many charities that they support.
Exactly. And, you know, when we were doing the interviews on the all the different celebrities that were up there, they were all mentioning out who they're fighting for. And you can go to the Eric Zulli blog for Eric's blog on the event, and also the peacefundgames.org, and to see the inside competition, the behind the scenes, you can go to Easy Way Broadcasting Facebook fan page. And but doggone it, Aretha, I didn't get to see you shooting or getting shot at, so we missed that part of it. You must have branched off in a different area. But wasn't it interesting the way they had the homes and the tents and the tanks out there and everything?
Well, that's a regular paintball course, so
oh, yeah.
I would imagine people could go out there. You have to be able to get on the military base.
Exactly.
But, and the base
battle?
Is
yeah.
huge.
I
was on a bus that picked us up in L.A. and took us out there, and going back, he went through the base, and literally it was 20 minutes of driving just on the base. It's a huge base out there.
Oh, acres and acres. And they really did set it up. You know, it's set up where actually Marines, if they wanted to practice their own drills there, that's the way it looks.
I'm sure they do.
And
they do,
it was
it
a real
was
experience. Yeah, it was
it
a real was. Experience for some of the celebs. And they found out that, you know, after they played for a while, because they would play and then they'd get off the field and go on again. And this went on for 2 days. They all got better as time went on. But... you know, I see some of them take some hits. You know, there's a young lady out there got nailed in the hands because she didn't have gloves on, so you really have to be protected.
I saw her. Her finger was a mess. That was the first day. But that takes us up to our first commercial,
first
Jim.
Commercial. Yep.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zulli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Gems from Gems.
Well, you know, Aretha and I went down and we attended with everyone else, Eric and Adrian. We all went down to the south. It was Southern California. For, you know, a lot of you are not familiar with some of this, but it was in Oceanside at Camp Pendleton. And people will call me up and they'll, you know, they're going to come out to California and they see a lot of the things on ads and on TV and, you know, movies. And they see some of the highlights, but they'll ask me, what is there to do down there? Well, for a California residence, or if you plan on visiting California from the wineries up north that I know a lot of you have heard about, to the Sacramento and San Francisco areas, you have the Temecula Valley wine country, down to San Diego. There's so much to do and see in California. It really could never be seen in just a week vacation. I mean, I'm not talking about the whole state. Even if you're going to some of these small locations, the hundreds of beaches, deserts, you got Palm Springs to the mountains. If you're lucky enough to be a resident, you know that the to-do list is endless. You can in one day. Now, if you really want to prove a point, you can really stretch the day. You can go surfing down in San Clemente or Newport, and then when you're done, drop off all your surf equipment and get your sea stuff, your skis and snowboards they use, and you can head up to Big Bear. And you can go skiing. You can actually do that in a day because it would take you a couple hours to drive from one location to another. And so it would be a long day, but it can be done. They have light areas where you can actually ski at night. You can spend a night in the cabin and the next day go down to Dana Point and take a trip to Catalina. So for now, I'm going to go over a little bit of Southern California, the San Diego area, because I've been getting calls, you know, what's going on down in San Diego? Well, you have to know some of the certain areas. There are naval ships down there. You can see a carrier there, full tours. You can go, believe it or not, they have, you've been to the little go-kart races and that. Well, they have a place down there where you can actually drive exotic cars like Lamborghinis, Aston Martins, Porsche, Maserati. You can actually drive these cars on tracks. And it is a little it's a little costly. It's about $400 just to go like 8 laps. But we won't put that in the budget category. But you can drive the real thing if you want to. But, I mean, just to hit a few, you got the San Diego Zoo. You got what we were talking about with the paintball facility. You got scuba diving and fishing activities that are really endless. Deep sea, and, you know, there's so many different deep sea ventures you can go on. You have the zip line eco tours. There are 160 miles of mountains in Corona. 45 minutes from San Diego, you can visit the White Oak to get in touch with the wild side. You can feed big cats and bears, get behind the scenes with the wild animals, get a lay of the land. The Segway tours will get you familiar with San Diego and La Jolla. Now, that's basically what you have to do. You have to really research.
Well, you have to be careful on those Segway tours, though.
Okay.
You need to take turns. Take time. Excuse me. You need to take time and learn how to ride a Segway.
Okay, that's a good tip.
I love riding Segways, but you can really take a dive on a Segway. They go quite fast, and you go zipping around the corner. I was in Atlanta, and I was zipping down a hill, and the next thing I knew, I was zipping down the hill on my face. So don't think you can just jump on those things and become an expert. But now I'm really good. Now I can zoom around on them. But take your time and learn how to ride those Segways first.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like when you go on your tours and so on, it kind of pays to check things out a little bit. You know, you have to go do a little planning. And there are the online situations, too. You know, go online and check out there's so much down in San Diego with the zoo and the tourism. I'm interested in the La Jolla Caves. I don't know if you've ever been down there from that. But with, you know, you have your Scripps Institute of Oceanography at UC San Diego, and the list goes on and on and on with the Harbor Cruises and the Sea Lion Adventures, the tours out to Catalina, and they even have haunted tours where you can go on ghost tours, and you got the Botanic Gardens. The list goes on. I can't mention them all, but when people ask me what's there to do down in San Diego, best thing I could tell you is you know, go online and check out, because I just have pages and pages of information I give you, and we don't have time for all that. But, you know, for baby boomers, you know, you really don't need an entire vacation. If you're already out in California, just you could take a day or two and head down. And, well, whether it's heading down to San Diego or if it's going to the wine country up north, just take a day or two and head out. And even check out, like we were doing, remember, Aretha, on the discount shows we were talking about. You can get some of those packages and just head out for a weekend with one of the special package trips. And I know you know about the tours with the, well, you were talking about that last week, I believe, the cruise ship tours, where you can get some really good deals at certain times of the year. But the
advantage
out here is...
They called me this morning. The crews called me this morning and said, I've got great last-minute deals. So if any of you out there want to get away for the week or weekend this month, call Carnival Cruises. They've got great deals going on. And you're speaking about San Diego. One of my favorite places to get away just for the day is Suki's Day Spa. That's S-U-K-I, Suki's Day Spa. I go down there, you can get manicure, pedicure, massage, facial. They even have a thing called cool sculpting where they actually freeze your fat and then it passes out of your body. Now, it's not the magic bullet that we all want that'll make 50 pounds drop off, but it is the safe alternative to liposuction, because some of us, you know, our blood pressure's a little high, and so we can't get liposuction, and this is a non-invasive alternative, so you can check out Suki's Day Spa if you're down in San Diego.
Aretha, I wish you would have told me that when we got done with that event the other day, because I really could have used some kind of day spa, because, you know, that was 2 days out there of walking and filming and getting shot. And that's what we were talking about, that is I need a good shoulder massage, you know, carrying the camera.
Well, you're down there close to San Diego. Check out Suki's Day Spa.
It wasn't bad. It was actually a nice switch for us, because for Mission Viejo, it's not too bad, but some of the people were coming a little farther, and the celebrities, they did what was very smart that Adrian put together, was the bus tour. You know, the bus they had put, I forgot the name of the lines, but they all traveled down on two buses and stayed down there.
Actually, a lot of them didn't come down on the bus. A lot of them drove.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's
the
drive.
I went on the bus, and there were only really about 12 of us on the bus. And,
well, and I know
back,
I
was the only one that went back after one day. So the rest of them stayed up overnight.
They did. We went and visited, and we had dinner. And I know a couple of, one of Eric's angels came from Malibu, and I know that has to be a three-hour drive. And if there's traffic, it'd be a four or more.
Right, but she actually came on the bus.
Okay, so that's...
And stayed overnight.
That's much more relaxing.
Angelique Bates.
Right.
Angelique and I had a great time.
Yeah, and that's the way to do it, you know, instead of the back and forth thing.
Absolutely. Had I not had to come back, and speaking of which, I had to come back because I was a part of the National Council of Negro Women's Vanguard Awards dinner last night. I was a presenter, and it was a wonderful event in Hollywood. They were giving out awards to people who had been instrumental in the research or working with HIV and AIDS patients. They have set up a clinic in one of the housing projects. And they gave an award to four different people. It was actually a very wonderful, wonderful event. And, Jim, I got to tell you, I was there with some of the legends of Hollywood. I met Nichelle Nichols from Star Trek, Lieutenant Uhuru.
Yeah.
Freda Payne was there, the singer. I'm trying to think who else was there. Judy Pace, some of you may remember her from the 60s. And all of these women looked absolutely wonderful. I mean, they really looked marvelous. It was such a thrill to meet, you know, some of the icons of Hollywood. But the National Negro Council of Negro Women, it was a wonderful fundraising event last night, and I was a presenter there. Otherwise, I definitely would have been down there for the whole 2 days.
Well, you know, it's an inspiration when you come across people and or whatever, when you see award shows or you see somebody on a golf course, and they're your age or older, and they're in great shape, and it is kind of a little of an inspiration. Wait a minute, this guy's 75 years old. He's 10 years old, I am, and he's working with weights and everything. So,
well, that's just it. I saw Judy Pace, and I wanted to tell her that, you know, I've loved you since I was a teenager. Then I thought, we're probably the same age.
That's probably
not a good thing to say.
I don't know. You got to play that with a grain of salt.
I thought that out. But you know what, Jim? I think that brings us up to tech time.
It's tech time. And I can't wait to hear your latest thing, because I'm keeping notes, Reva.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, you know, Jim, I've been seeing a lot on the news how people, you know, it's the holiday season. It's supposed to be the time of giving. And there are just some people out there that are just up to no good. And they are actually stealing Christmas presents off of porches when the UPS or the FedEx or even the post office delivers packages. They actually steal them off of your porch.
They work for the Grinch.
Yeah, they must. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. I saw another story this morning where they actually caught two teenagers that were following the truck and going behind, and they had collected all kinds of stuff. So the thing you can do, you can't totally bulletproof yourself if you buy stuff online and you have it delivered. But what you can do is actually track the package. And that's something that a lot of us don't do. It's usually a free feature, or it's a minimal amount. I think for UPS, you pay a minimal amount yearly fee or something like a $5 fee, one-time fee for each time you do it. And they will actually track the package for you so you know exactly what day it's going to be delivered. If it's a day that you're not going to be home, then you can actually postpone it and have it delivered on another day, or you can have it delivered to your neighbor, or you can have it delivered to another address, which makes it very convenient because you know when it's supposed to come. So first of all, then you're not thinking, oh, it'll come any day now and it's already been stolen and it's 3 or 4 days before you even know it's missing. So you'll know when it'll be delivered, and you have the opportunity to make arrangements for it to actually be taken care of, or to have somebody come by the house and actually wait for it. Now, it is a window period. So, like, I've got a package that was supposed to be delivered Friday, but it was delayed because of weather. I actually got a notice saying your package has been delayed because of weather. Well, it didn't say weather, but it was delayed, and that it was going to be delivered today instead, and it'll be delivered between 3:30 and 7 today. So, anybody who knows where I live, do not come and take my package. I will be home to pick it up. But you can actually track your package. And I don't know why people don't do it. A lot of people just don't know. But it is electronically. So you go on your computer. If it's UPS, you go to UPS. If it's the post office, you go to their website. If it's FedEx, you go to their website. You get your tracking number. The store will usually send you the tracking number automatically. You plug that in, it'll tell you and show you, literally, your package just left St. Louis, it's now in Phoenix, it's going through Nevada now, and it'll be delivered at your house at this day at this time or between these hours. So take that extra time, go in, get that tracking information, and then you know exactly when your package is going to be delivered to you. And it's not hard. It really isn't. You know, sometimes we think, oh, this is going to be so much trouble. But it's well worth it because apparently there are just a bunch of Grinch's helpers out there stealing packages off of porches.
I know. Eric had done he had a real nice toy drive, and I saw some of the packages kind of disappearing, but he had so many that he guaranteed every one of those kids were going to get a package, and they didn't just get a present. They got nice presents. They walked out of there with some nice stuff. You know, it's funny. Some of the gifts today are a little different. Like, I'll give you an idea. Probably some people will get these things, and I don't know if they're going to regulate this someday, but we were, Eric and Adrian and the team were all getting ready to go to battle, and I'm filming them, and all of a sudden I look up and there's a helicopter buzzing over my head. It's about, I don't know, a foot and a half by a foot and a half with four blades, and it just hit a camera on it, and it's flying around.
No, it's called a drone, Jim, not a helicopter. It's a drone.
Jeez. But anyway, I'll bet you some people will be getting drones for Christmas.
Well, they are, and there's quite a problem with the drones because right now they're unregulated.
They can
go quite high. They can interfere with air traffic if air traffic is flying low enough.
Yeah.
So they're trying to figure out a way that they're going to be able to regulate them because even though I understand they're quite expensive, I haven't looked into them because I don't want to know. I promise you don't need a drone. I will not.
Oh, here comes Reetha's drone again.
Right, I don't need a drone. But there apparently are a lot of them. They are starting to clutter the skies.
Yeah.
They can apparently fly quite far from where you actually are. So it is quite a thing with those drones. I saw the drone at the Peace Fun Games also. But they get terrific aerial shots. They get wonderful shots of things like the Grand Canyon where, you know, people just couldn't get that angle of a shot before. And New York City in between the skyscrapers. But they are quite concerned because they are unregulated.
You probably have a point because it'll get to, businesses will have them and there will be so many that, it could be a little problem, I guess.
Well, but, UPS wants to use them to ship packages.
They'd
be able to do same-day shipping. And they would just, you'd call in your order, or is it Amazon? I think it's Amazon that wants to do it. And you'd call in your order, they'd put it on the drone, they'd fly it right to your porch, and fly it, and the drone would come back and go get another package.
You know, with UPS really, with this online purchasing, which I think is draining some of the big stores and shopping centers, so much is going online now, they would really be busy. I think UPS is really getting busy because, it's all switching over.
Well, I think it might be Amazon. One of them is using Uber to deliver packages, which is, amazing. When it has become cheaper to use an Uber service to deliver your packages than it does to mail them. And it's definitely faster. But, yeah, it's a brave new world out here, Jim. But, we're just about out of time. So we just want to remind everybody to check out Eric's blog on Facebook. And I always forget the name of the blog page.
Eric's blog and even also the behind the scenes. You go to Easy Way Broadcasting Facebook fan page. And Eric's really been working hard putting all this information together for everybody and make it's easy access, so you can find all this information out and everything that's going on and all the behind the scenes and all the celebrities. You just follow his fan page, and he stays on top of the tech, as you know. He's the cutting edge. And anyway, guys, here it is, Reetha, another hour, another Monday goes by. What the heck?
It's true. Well, I'm sure we'll have much more to talk about next Monday. Look forward to talking to everyone next week. Jim, I probably will see you sometime between then and now. Have a great week.
We'll do, Aretha, and so long, everybody, and thanks for tuning in.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Innovation, philanthropy, consciousness, and commerce collide with Hollywood at the 2015 Ascent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center on February 27th through March 1st. Get your company, product, idea, or cause exposed at this historic event, featuring beauty, fashion, art, and music on an enormous center stage with 50 electrifying performances, tens of thousands of people, and a star-studded red carpet. Experience an overwhelming flow of potential customers, clients, business partners, collaborators, and investors. Prime exhibitor space and sponsorships are selling fast. Visit AscentExpo.com. That's AscentExpo.com.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.